Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar sports byline studios for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA. Of course, we're going to talk boxing, as I said, and the UFC. And the UFC, of course, we'll hear from the UFC lightweight champion in his post-fight comments last week after the brawl. And now, of course, they're putting a gun to Khabib's head, I believe. We'll talk about that to an extent. How I think that Khabib was basically pimped off by the UFC and Dana White. How he was used, how he was abused. Listen, he's been in the U.S. now for 7 years, okay? He's been training in California. We've known that he's a monster. He's been training at the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. We knew this guy was a monster. We knew he was the uncrowned champion 5 years ago, okay? And the UFC knew it probably at that same time as well. Yet 3 years ago, when, you know, Conor came along, they pushed Conor in front of him. They gave him the shot with Eddie Alvarez for the lightweight championship instead of Khabib. The bottom line is they really pimped off Khabib and made him a second-class citizen. So now Khabib's talking about walking. Says, if you punish my guys, you punish me, I'm going to walk. And Bellator, well, their guy, 50 Cent, of course, the former rapper I thought was broke, had 45 Cent. Bottom line is he's offered Khabib $2 million to come fight for Bellator. You know what Khabib said?
Send me location.
Straight up, we'll see what happens. But Khabib, baby, going to do things as far as UFC is concerned. He's going to rock the world. We'll see what happens when the preeminent world promoter in the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC and formerly Zuffa Sports, we'll see what happens when their back is to the wall. Now their back is to the wall. We'll talk boxing as well, of course, heavyweight boxing, welterweight boxing, Terrence Crawford, you name it, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I told you, Khabib's not going to stand here and take it, baby. Here's what Khabib said post-fight.
Khabib, congratulations on your victory tonight, but as I'm sure you're aware, the story is really about what happened after the fight, unfortunately. Can you tell us in your words what caused you to jump over the cage and to go after Conor's team?
What's up, guys? How are you? First of all, I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side, you know, this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being, and I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage, you know. What about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? What about this? Why people talk about I jump over the cage? Why people still talk about this? Like, I don't understand. I am respect. My father teach me, hey, you have to be always respectful. My old team, where I'm training California 7 years, everybody know who I am. All my friends, like everybody who know me, they know who I am, you know? And I told you guys, these guys, not only him, his old team and him, they tap machines. You know, I told you guys, when you put him wrong way, he gonna tap. You know, what happened today? Like, they call him two-time world champion, like two weight classes, but today he tap. And that's why, alhamdulillah, belt is here, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. And you know, and I wanna say something like, you know, like people little bit, it's not people, I think it's media. Media a little bit change MMA. This is respect sport, you know. This is not trash talking sport. This is respect. So like I told you before, guys, I want to change this game. I don't want people talk about like opponents, talk about his father, like religion. You cannot talk about religion. You cannot talk about nation. You know, guys, you cannot talk about this stuff. And you know, this is for me is very important. And thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for waiting for me here. I know my father gonna smash me when I go home because I know he's gonna smash me. And Nevada, sorry. Vegas, sorry. And alhamdulillah, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. Thank you so much. And I'm very proud about, like, all media talk about, he take picture with Putin, something like this. He just called me and he said he was very proud of me. I win. And he said congratulations. And you know, I told you guys, everything I'm gonna change 6th October. And I do this. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much.
Okay, we'll bring in John Signorello at this point in time. Of course, that was Khabib, the lightweight champion of the UFC, the baddest fighter at 155. No doubt about that on the planet as we speak. Now, I gotta say this to you, Johnny, when Conor McGregor was at that post-fight, that pre-fight press conference, I think almost the last one, he said something like, "Assalamu alaikum can suck my you-know-what." I mean, you know, I mean, I think you're going really, 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 like, I mean, if the line was drawn here, Conor went 5 miles over it with that comment.
You cannot assassinate someone's character and their beliefs in that way. You don't mess with race, religion, women, children, family members. There's supposed to be a code of conduct to this sort of thing. Conor went way too far. You can hear Khabib. He's sincerely apologetic for what he did. And guess what? That's not who Khabib is. I know people that know Khabib, spent time with Khabib, and they say he's a very peaceful, genuine guy, that Conor had just you know, added so much fuel to the fire that Khabib just couldn't contain himself. And hearing things about your father, I was very close to my dad. If anyone talks smack about my dad, Pete, they get clapped up, straight up. So it got very personal on behalf of Khabib towards Conor.
Yeah, you know, and I used to, I mean, here's what, you know, when parents are involved, or when you drag relatives into it, when you bring in race, but see that religion thing. See, you don't mess with somebody's religion.
No.
I'm not a religious guy. I'm sort of a non-theist per se, and look that up if you want. But I can't trounce on other people's religious beliefs. I can say what I believe, and I understand, and I respect what you believe. I mean, that's all fine and dandy. But you don't say something like your religion can suck my, or your religion kiss my. You don't, and you know what? He said it like 10 feet away from the guy. You don't think he could be wanted to murder him right then and there?
Oh, I agree. And you don't go there. I'm not a very religious person myself, but I love things with great passion. And if you assassinate the things that I love with great passion, that's going to piss me off. And that's exactly what happened. Connor, like I said, just added so much fuel to that fire. And that thing had to combust. It had to explode. And that's exactly what happened. Now, luckily, it wasn't that big of a deal in the aftermath in terms of no one really got hurt. I don't, you know, condone what Khabib did. But at the same time, I kind of understand it. When people are, like, shocked, like, wow, I can't believe he did that. This guy's character was assassinated. This guy talks smack about his father. And he's a fighter that used to wrestle bears as a kid. What's the shocker here? You know what I'm saying?
No, you forgot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Beat up bears as a kid.
That's right. Beat up bears. So at the end of the day, I like the way Khabib's handling this. He's like, UFC, you don't want to pay me? Okay, no problem. It's no big deal. You know, I'll go fight Bellator. I mean, this guy can fight anywhere. He's, you know, a phenomenon. Honestly, he's the most striking and intriguing guy in combat sports, in my opinion, because, Pete, he's a badass.
Silent assassin, of course. He could have fights in Russia. I mean, he could have fights in Russia and put them on pay-per-view. He doesn't have to go anywhere to fight. He could fight at home in front of, like, 100,000 people.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the future is bright for him. He doesn't need the UFC. The UFC needs him more than he needs the UFC. Trust me on that one.
You know, a lot of fighters have thought that over the years. I've told you how Brendan Schaub, now a stand-up comedian. In fact, he was just in the city the last few weeks. But he does his stand-up comedy things, got some podcasts. But, you know, he was part of the UFC scene. He wasn't a number one, number two, or three heavyweight, but he's about number four or five, maybe six in the rankings. But he used to make $100,000 a fight off the advertising on his trunks and the advertising on the back of his trainer's robe, or, you know, his trainer's, his cut man's outfit and that kind of good stuff. Then the UFC stepped in, and Dana, they signed a contract with Reebok, and then they were going to reduce his money from $100,000 to a fight, from 80 to 100 a grand a fight, to get this, 4 to 5 grand a fight. I mean, where does the UFC get off doing that, man? I mean, you talk about the almighty pimp plantation. I remember, you know, people used to call the top rank plantation back in the days of guys before you, Flash Gordon, this and that. But that wasn't a plantation. I think the UFC, with this lawsuit, this class action lawsuit, challenging it from the ground up, I think it's a pimp run type of organization that guys are abused.
Absolutely. From day one, they weren't paid very well. Nowadays, these guys are becoming household names. There had been household names over the years, and I still felt they didn't get paid well. Brendan Schaub, funny, smart, intelligent man, got out of that network, and now he's doing his own thing with the podcast, like you said, stand-up, very funny stand-up comedian that Schaub has become. And, you know, I think that's the smart thing for guys to do, is that, you know, once they get a name for themselves, use their celebrity in a different fashion. You want to continue to fight, go fight elsewhere. I mean, there's a reason why Conor wanted to fight Mayweather because, I mean, he made money, but those guys don't get paid like boxers do, Pete. We know this.
Well, evidently, Dana White's implying that he did get paid for this fight like the Mayweather fight, and he might make as much as $50 to $100 million. More power to him.
Yes.
Anything on any numbers on the pay-per-view buys, do you know?
No, I was curious about that last night. I researched it. I didn't see anything yet. I don't think we're getting the $4 million that Dana White was throwing out there. If I had to make a guesstimation, I'm going to say 1.8 million to 2 million pay-per-view buys.
I was thinking about the same thing, about 1.5 to 2. So that's somewhere where it's going to go.
Because
there was interest, no doubt about it. And the MMA fan, I think, was interested a little bit because the Conor McGregor, of course, and Khabib, they was going up against this monster. Now, Khabib is in a position to where I think he's in the driver's seat. Okay, but when you look at the last fight and the money, the way it was laid out, he got a couple million bucks, but Connor got like zillions of bucks. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get a big cut of the paper. He wasn't smart enough to get a big cut of the pay-per-view. I just think that, man, the way that he's been treated like El Segundo Clase, a second-class citizen, I just don't think he's going to want to come back to the UFC.
I agree, and I think if he goes to Bellator, like what you say, 10 cent you called him, 50 cent, you know,
45 cent.
45 cent, all right. So, yeah, there's some offers. You know, if I was him, I would take my business elsewhere, honestly, especially the way we talk about the slave driving tactics of the UFC. These guys don't get paid nearly as much as they're supposed to or should get paid, I should say, for all the pay-per-view revenues and concessions and everything that goes involved with the sport. So I'd like to see him go take his business elsewhere and kind of stick it up Dana White, you know what.
Get this, Johnny. There's the 100% UFC pie. Only 12% of that pie goes to talent. The salaries attribute possibly 8 to 12% of the total pie. That is a ripoff. That's a pimping plantation.
It makes me sick, Pete. It really does.
You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking mixed martial arts and boxing with the great John Signorella. Sin City, Las Vegas, where he comes from. Straight up, you're tuned to Sports Byline.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about parents and combat sports and things like that and how you don't go after parents. My mother used to be my mother was my running coach. In fact, she never clashed with any of my opponents, but a couple of them got under her skin. And I remember one guy in particular, she told me after the fight, "Thank God you beat him." Okay, Mom. Okay, Mom. Straight up, remember him. Hey, it was her birthday the last couple of days as well. So happy birthday, Mom. But this is stuff, I mean, she wouldn't talk any smack beforehand, but she had, you know, her own opinions and this and that. And she clashed with the media. She had two or three interactions with the media, and maybe two of them didn't go too well for the media guys. You know, she was just like very defensive, and I can see where Khabib was being defensive of his father. I mean, this was my mother. I mean, if anybody had challenged my mother, I'd have killed him.
Oh, there's no doubt, 100%, brother. You know, you don't mess with family members.
Yeah, they're like the mafia, right? In the old school, the real mob, you didn't go after family members.
Absolutely, man. I've had, you know, some unfortunate circumstances in life where I had to deal with clapping people up that mess with family members. I don't want to bring that side out of me. I'm a nice guy by nature, but you mess with my family, bro, you're going to have to feel the repercussions of that, boy.
Okay. Last night, I was watching the Paramount Network. I guess it's the old Spike TV network, and they've got Fedor Emelianenko, is an old warrior in the world of mixed martial arts from the Pride days. Of course, he tried to apply his craft in the UFC, and the guy didn't listen to this. The guy had trained in a ring, you know, in those Pride fights, they fought in rings, which I think is better than the cage. So anyway, when he came to fight in the cage, he trained in a ring. Are you with me on that? In other words, he's going to fight in a cage. So he spends 8 weeks on three different camps working in a ring to fight in a cage, and he wonders why he lost each time. Is he an idiot?
Well, no, exactly, 100%. Why are you training? Are you not going to play? You're not going to train for football on a baseball field. It doesn't make no sense, right? You know what I mean,
good point, John. I got 100%. Christian's on the line, caller from Texas. I believe he's got a question. What's up, big Christian?
Why he lost each time.
Christian, what's up?
Nothing much, Pedro Fernandez. How are you? It's been a while since I last called the show.
Still knocking out all bums, 35 years now.
Yeah, and I know. You basically been doing this forever, and you have no qualms about it.
Okay, talk to me. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I got a couple of things to talk about. First of all, I know that I was just hearing you talk about the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix and Fedor Emelianenko's resurgence. But, I mean,
come on.
Come on. But still, when it comes down to that, do you think that the excitement of this Grand Prix, both Friday night and last night, pretty much softened the blow of the embarrassment that happened last weekend in Vegas?
I don't think it was an embarrassment. I don't have any problems with what occurred in Las Vegas. I have no problems with it. None whatsoever. I mean, the reaction afterwards, Khabib going over the fence, yeah, I could see that some people would have an issue with that. I mean, but nobody got hurt. And seeing there was no blood, I think no blood, no foul. What do you think, Johnny? No blood, no foul?
Yeah, as I said earlier, you know, after sleeping on it, it looked terrible at the moment. But, you know, sleeping on it, post-mortem, not too bad. No one got hurt.
Especially when some guy's calling your mother and father names, your parents' names from outside the cage like this. And, oh, man, you know, I mean, that wasn't like he wasn't provoked to go out of there. Well, he didn't just, like, jump over the fence. The guy was screaming at him.
Hmm. I see. And that guy also works for another promotion.
No, the guy's a piece of work. There's no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about the future of the UFC. Now, who's Tyrone Woodley going to fight? He really wants to fight GSP. Christian, can GSP, will he be back in 2018? He keeps talking about it. Is he going to make the move, yes or no?
I don't know.
No, Christian, it's a yes or a no answer. Come on, you're the man. Yes or no? Is GSP coming back in 2018 or yes? Or yes or no?
Probably not, because come to think of it, he probably wants this retirement to stick.
I don't think so. I think he's willing to come back. Look, he came back and beat Bisping at 185. I think that he says he can make 155 if he really had to. And at 170, we've got Woodley. Woodley's a good fighter at 170.
I mean, I can understand that. Woodley is an underappreciated fighter at 170 pounds. But is there really anybody that can take him on?
Probably not. Let's go back to Fedor for a second. That's no resurgence, man. Those were a battle of two old geezers last night. Those guys should have fought at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and we could have called it the Geezers at Caesar's.
Good one. But still, when it comes down to Fedor's comeback, he's 7-1 in his last eight.
Talk to me about the one.
The one that happened, I don't know.
He got knocked out!
Oh, right, by Matt Mitrione, who's no longer in the tournament.
Wait, check this out. Not only that, there was one fight where he got knocked out, and then the guy hit him some more and woke him up, and then they called that fight, they gave it to Fedor. Listen, there's all kinds of trash.
That was against Fabio Maldonado.
Yeah, exactly, and you know that one stuck. I mean, that fight was fixed.
Of course it was, because it was in Russia.
Oh, what are you trying to tell me? The Russians are criminals?
No, I'm not trying to say that. I'm basically trying to say, would you be up for a Fedor Emelianenko Bellator heavyweight title run?
Yes, I would if you gave me 1,000 milligrams of Viagra.
Good one.
Okay. Christian, got to run. Thanks for the call. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is the MMA Hour here on the network. Come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm an hour Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday. Johnny Signorelli's here. Had some fun there with Christian. Old guys, you know, in boxing, old guys always made for good fights. Ali and Frazier, I mean, when they hooked it up in 1975, both those guys were like, way done. Stick a fork in them, and it made for great fights. Roberto Duran and Iran Barkley were both in their 30s, late 30s when they hooked it up. I mean, so when old guys fight, sometimes each guy, because they're old, their skills have eroded or eroded to a point where it makes the fight competitive and exciting. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're a lot more, you know, open and vulnerable for counter shots. They're slower. Their reflexes are faded. You know, their punch resistance is probably less. So, you know, I tuned into that main event last night on the Bellator, and I was thinking the same thing you were saying right there with your call. I mean, I'm looking at two old men. I'm like, what am I watching right now? This is ugly, you know?
Go on.
Yeah, but you do get some good fights when guys, you know, are way past their peak. You get a little bit more excitement. Like you mentioned Ali and Frazier. Three, I was just watching that fight recently, bro. Like, probably one of the most violent heavyweight fights in the history of boxing. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, we could agree on that. Let me tell you about the ending. I was going to mention it with Larry earlier in the fight. Ali's in the corner between the 13th and the 14th round. He's telling Angelo, F it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the gloves off. I'm done. Cut them off! Okay, I mean, cut him. I want cut him off. He's like almost not in a panic because he hasn't got enough energy to panic. Okay, but he's like, cut him. He's dead serious. Cut him off. And then Angelo's trying to talk him. Hey, man, relax. Like he talked him after he got that liniment in his eyes in the Liston fight when he was blinded for a couple of rounds and he had to run around and get his eyes clear again. But Angelo got a hold of him, and of course Angie came back. And you know when you look at this whole picture right now as far as boxing is concerned. Like Tyson said it a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned a little bit earlier with Larry, and I didn't get to mention it with Larry, but does boxing is the sport there, but the personalities aren't?
Oh, the sport is definitely there. The talent pool in boxing is huge. Anywhere from 130 pounds all the way up to the heavyweight division has at least 5 to 6 to 10 guys in some of those given weight classes. Personality-wise, I mean, we're talking about huge figures in American culture. Muhammad Ali, was there ever a more polarized figure in culture outside of even sports, entertainment, whatever? I mean, he's one of the most iconic people of all time, period, right? Mike Tyson, probably one of the best known boxers of all time in terms of his brashness and personality and humor and everything else, you know? Do we have that nowadays? No. Will we ever have that? Probably not. I mean, those guys can't be matched in terms of like global appeal, but you look at the entertainment business, like a Michael Jackson. Everyone knew who Michael Jackson was. Yeah, there's guys out there in entertainment that are big figures, publicly known, but will there ever be another person where everyone in every house in the entire world, for the most part, knows who that man is? Probably not. What did you say a couple weeks ago on Ring Talk that you were, I believe, in some country in Asia where they didn't even have televisions and they recognized Muhammad Ali?
No,
that's incredible.
They didn't have electricity.
Yeah. But they know who Muhammad Ali is.
Yeah, that was amazing. You are too in the mighty sports.
Will that ever happen? Probably not. Yeah.
Probably the most recognizable figure on the planet, no doubt about that. Of course, we're talking about the greatest Muhammad Ali, born Cassius Clay back in 1942, passed away a couple of years ago in Arizona. Of course, the greatest, folks. Like Johnny said, you know, if you were a painter, he made you a better painter. If you were a talk show host, he made you better talk shows. But most importantly, Johnny, if you were a good human being, he made you a better human being.
Oh, there is no doubt about that, my brother. He made me want to give to the community whenever I had opportunity to, with clothing and food drives and donations towards the holidays. You know, of course, Muhammad Ali was that type of inspiring personality to the world.
Straight up, you're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Folks, here's what I ask you to do. Go see, you see a homeless guy today, give him $5. Just walk up. Don't say anything. Just walk up to him and give him $5. Don't say anything. Just give him the $5, okay? Do that for me, and I love you. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now's the time to prepare for winter driving with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant on sale for $8.99 a gallon after $6 mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get maximum freeze protection for your car's engine with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It has been said that I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army.
I'm only bold and cocky before and after fight.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, 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 keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Statement coming out of Puerto Rico and the World Boxing Organization. I sponsored this show, I must mention that. WBO President Francisco Paco Valcarcel has issued a statement regarding Billy Joe Saunders, the World Boxing Organization, the Gypsy from Europe, the undefeated middleweight champion. Quote, BJ Saunders has voluntarily vacated the WBO middleweight title and publicly apologized for his violation of the Massachusetts Athletic Commission's anti-doping regulations. I didn't know they had any. Therefore, the clash between Demetrius Andrade and Walter is going scheduled for October 20th will be out for the vacant world crown. Also, I recommend the WBO executive committee that Saunders receive a 6-month suspension for his transgression. So, looks like the WBO is stepping up.
Yes, sir. You know, they kicked Billy Joe Saunders to the curb, and the show's going to go on. Thankfully for Andrade, because he needs to fight more. I like that kid, unbeaten at 160 pounds, good fighter. You know, now he's going to face Walter Kenadakwa, I believe his name is.
Right on. Right. I'm glad you started that one, because I was looking at it, I was saying Kenadakwa. It doesn't look that Kontundakwa. Not that tough, but it's got a lot of letters. It's got like 14 letters.
It's intimidating. Yeah. It's intimidating. There's a lot of letters there, you know, but 17-0, I believe, about 16 KOs. I don't really know much about the guy, but from what I hear, he could punch. All right. Now, that record's an indication, but if you look at the resume for Walter, we'll call him Walter. If you look at the resume for Walter, there's not really anyone there. And let's see what Demetrius Andrade has, because, like I said, he doesn't fight very often. So if this kid having some power, maybe you can catch him cold in the first round, not being warmed up.
Another text I got here coming in from Detroit, a.k.a. Motown. You know, they're talking about Crawford here, and I guess they're not all that excited. Crawford was a huge favorite. They're trying to say, I had him like 5-1, and I thought man-to-man, but the odds were like 14-1. He was a 14-1 favorite. He's getting paid to fight a 14-1 guy on ESPN at $3.5 million. What doesn't seem right there? That he's getting the $3.5 million, that he's fighting on ESPN, that he's 33-0 and still fighting B guys. What's up with him?
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. The Vegas line here was 32-1, Pete.
32?
Faber Crawford, yeah, 32. And they had Benavidez plus 1,400, I believe. And I don't know, I'd like to see him. We want to see him cross the street and go and, you know, party with the Al Haymon guys. Because the bottom line is, we know that PBC, Premier Boxing Champions, which is run by Al Haymon Promotions and is featured on Showtime and now Fox Networks, they have the stable at 147. That's where Crawford needs to go. Now, if he starts to work that list, say Manny Pacquiao, who just signed, as a matter of fact, with Al Haymon, okay, to fight deal, Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, those guys all fight on that network, man. Keith Thurman, if he ever decides to come back, Adrian Bronner. These are the names that Crawford needs, one of those cats. And Spence, because I like to see Spence, as much as I love Spence, he needs to be more active, man. Like, the fact that he fought in June and we're going to close out the year without another fight from him in his prime, hey, man, I don't like that. So we got to get these guys working more. I think the Fox deal and the fact that Showtime's going to be very boxing heavy with Haymon in 2019 gets these guys more active. So let's see what happens.
One of my favorite fat guys was fighting again. Chauncey Woolver. They call him the Hillyard Hammer. He's 57-12 now. Five draws. He's been the opponent many, many times. 23 KOs. He beat some guy in Idaho, and the guy's like 7-0 now, 7-1. Eric Humstead. But the bottom line is, you know, he's a bit of like a local folk hero there, and these guys can draw. You know, they draw 1,500, 2,000 people. So he's a little viable guy as far as a draw is concerned. And if we had more little draws like that, we'd be able to water the plant and get those personalities we're looking for.
Hey, man, he's making money, right? He's earning a living. And absolutely. I mean, you saw with Terrence Crawford last night on a much bigger scale. He's fighting in Omaha a lot because he draws a lot of people. And that fan base for him is rabid. They love him. And his family's very excitable. And I like the fact that ESPN put him on that platform. No apps. How nice was it last night to just turn on your TV and not have to get your computer ready or your phone hooked up and sync up to your this and that? Like, you're able to just sit down, ESPN, okay, this fight's supposed to start at this time, boom, here it is. And you see Terrence Crawford look great, especially down the stretch of that fight. Mm-hmm. That's what we need more in boxing. We need to see those big events, people having fun, a party, a celebration, and a decisive victory.
Okay, Crawford put a lot of people in the seats, Johnny, but it don't mean smack when it's $10 a ticket.
I agree. Price point, it has a lot to do with everything, but hopefully they are looking to get that $10 turned into a much larger number with promotion.
Yeah, but do you actually think people from Omaha are like the Irish are going to like go out to Vegas for a pay-per-view for a big fight?
Well, that's the exception right there. No, I mean, how many passionate people do you know on the planet that actually does it like the Irish do, or people in the UK? People from the UK, we saw the Hatton fight with Mayweather. Vegas was taking over, dude. Vegas was taking over, bro. Like, so
you got a situation where in boxing, the real passionate fans are definitely the Irish and definitely based out of the United Kingdom. Well, there's no doubt.
When he was fighting Hatton, Mayweather was fighting Hatton, this guy's telling me, well, if you think Mayweather's going to win, well, put your money where your goddamn mouth is. And he kept, mm-hmm. we're sitting side by side at this television in Bally's there, the old Bally's. Anyway, we're going back and forth sitting on this television, and he's egging me on. I says, well, how much money do you want to bet? He goes, well, how much have you got? I said, oh, I thought I'd shut him up. I go, how about a grand? He goes, okay, a grand. So we sat there, we bet a grand, he had to pay up. He paid up.
You should never bet with your heart. You got to bet with your head, people.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because, you know, hey, you know, like people bet against Larry Holmes when Larry Holmes was fighting Muhammad Ali. Ali was, you know, 38 years old. God. And, God, that was October 2nd, 1980. The anniversary passed just recently. But, you know, that Ali didn't belong in the ring with Larry Holmes. Speaking of guys who belong in the ring, we've got two guys hooking it up in L.A. December the 1st. How's ticket sales going for Wilder and Fury, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury?
Tremendously. You know, they're selling pretty quickly. They might even be sold out. A lot of buzz going into this fight, rightfully so. I like that finally they're stepping up in terms of promoting Wilder, who I think is a great figure, great soundbite. Looks like a champion. Just looks like a badass, right? Like the type of guy that fills that role as an American heavyweight champion, which we've needed for so long. So on the press tour, they finally been selling him right. He's been on ESPN Deportes. He's been on ESPN this show, that show. And I think it's created a lot of buzz and getting people talking. And Tyson Fury being the mouthpiece that he is, who does it better than him in modern boxing as far as smack talking goes? You know, nobody. So that's really promoting the fight. And I think we'll have an enormous crowd there and one heck of an event, Pete.
Will there be an undercard? Have they announced any undercard for that? Any bouts?
You know what? No. Nothing happening just yet. And I wonder why. I mean, Showtime is going to have Adonis Stevenson and Gavazdek, Alexander Gavazdek, on the undercard from a separate site location, I believe, off the top of my head, Quebec. But
same night?
They're going to have that same night. So they're going to have that during the day, and then they're going to lead into their pay-per-view, which I don't know who's on this thing at all, Pete. I don't think anyone's been announced yet.
You know what, Johnny? They're stealing Harold Smith's ideas here. I mean, the godfather Harold Smith, people don't realize, born Rossfields, he embezzled millions and millions of dollars from the Wells Fargo Bank and set up Muhammad Ali Pro Sports, which is a promotional entity. But at one point in time, he was promoting twice in the same day. He promoted Aaron Pryor and Antonio Cervantes, I think, at the in Youngstown, Ohio. And then he got on and then he put that on ABC television, like with Keith Jackson or Howard Cosell, somebody like that. And then he got on his private plane, took his chicks and his cocaine and Jimmy Lennon Sr., and then flew to Detroit, and that night did the closed circuit of the pay-per-view with Tommy Hearns and Pepino Cuevas. That's how it's done.
Hustling, baby.
But imagine that. You get the free avenue of the network television. You're pumping your product out there. You're showing it to them. You give them a little taste for free in the daytime, and then you come back at them with pay-per-view at night or closed circuit at night. Harold was a master.
That's how it gets done. And that's what creates buzz, and that's what keeps the sport thriving and popular. Absolutely, man.
What's happening in Johnny Sigg's news bag?
That's about it. We covered the fact that Saunders got canceled out, and Pacquiao signed a 2-fight deal with PBC. NBC.
No, we didn't talk. No. We didn't talk about it. You didn't mention it. That sort of got away. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I mentioned it briefly. Pacquiao signed the 2-fight deal with the PBC. I saw that coming. It's rumored, and I love this rumor, and I want this fight to happen, that he's going to fight Bronner next as a rumored opponent for January. Give me that fight. I love it.
You know what? Yeah. I like that because I like the personality of Adrian Broner. I mean, I just wish he was a little bit more dedicated.
Well, here's what's up. He's a great boxer. I've always been a fan of his. And if he could put his head in the game, you know, he could be one of the best out there. Now, I like this for a lot of reasons. Real quick, if this ends up on Fox, which is now in bed with PBC, Pacquiao got 4 million views against Jeff Horn, okay, on ESPN. Fox is in more homes than ESPN. Now we have Adrian Broner, who always does tremendous numbers on Showtime or Fox. I think 10 million people watch this fight, Pete, and I think it's a great promotion for other upcoming fights that the PBC might try to put together, like a rematch with Mayweather Pacquiao, maybe if Pacquiao fights Terrence Crawford, or rather Earl Spence, which I think would just be dismantling to Manny Pacquiao. I think Spence will just destroy him. But
it sets the promotional tone for 2019 in a great way, because that would generate huge numbers.
October 18th, ESPN2. I didn't know they were still in existence. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock in the West. Jason Quigley and Freddie Hernandez. Freddie's still around?
You know, I thought the same thing when I was going through the schedule a couple days ago. Yeah, he's still, I guess he's grinding there.
Man, yeah. I don't know. How about Ryota Murata and Rob Brandt? Any talent there at the ESPN Plus card October 20th?
Yes, Japanese fighter Ryota Murata, good fighter. And it's for his WBA regular title, whatever that means, you know. But, yeah, he's someone to watch there for sure. And he could be a top player in the middleweight division. I'm looking to see this kid move ahead and hopefully get in the ring with some of the top guys.
But you know what? A lot of times Japanese guys have got great records and they come over here or we go over there and then they get licked like stamps. They fall over like chess pieces on a board. So is this guy the real deal?
We'll have to see. And you said it best right there. Hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly my thoughts about it. And I'm looking to see how he fares in America.
Okay. We still got the big fight, of course, on the first. But is there anything that's gonna grab people's attention between now and then? I mean, this HBO card, of course, the 27th, Danny Jacobs and Sergey. Is that it for HBO? Are they going to try to go again? What's going on? Are they going to try that Canelo fight with the 168-pounder? Is that a competitive fight?
Not really. I mean, the only intrigue really is that Canelo's moving up to 168 for this title grab. Fielding only lost one time. Callum Smith blew him out one round. Callum Smith just won the 168 tournament. World Boxing Super Series, very good fighter, unbeaten, is Callum Smith. We see what happens. HBO might pick that up. I have a feeling that Canelo is going to end up on Showtime. That's just a gut that I have in that regard. To close out the year, Vasily Lomachenko will fight again December 8th against Jose Pedraza. Mm-hmm. You know, decent fighter in Pedraza, only one loss to Gervonta Davis. And then you look at December, it's pretty packed, man. Josh Warrington, Carl Frampton's fighting December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas. When do you remember a fight? Aside from Rocky IV.
It's the way they should do it.
Rocky took on Drago on Christmas Day. Right?
Johnny, that's the way they should do it. There's also a fight, and we'll talk about this next week. It'll be a good fight. Of course, I'm talking about Regis Progress and Terry Flanagan going on October 27th on DAZN. John Signorella, you're the best, man. Say hello to the old lady. We'll talk soon.
Pedro, will do. Thank you. And everyone, enjoy your Sunday out there.
Now, don't forget, Johnny's got a webpage. It's at YouTube.com. It's called Ring Talk Worldwide. Check it out for a live broadcast and delayed broadcast. The archives are there at YouTube.com. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Johnny Signorella's channel. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boom.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sports, boxing, and MMA. Of course, Ring Talk's real nice, thus we come to you twice. That's right, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, wow, what can I say? I'm really blown away by the heavyweight fight coming up on the 1st of December, of course, down there in L.A. The fact they're going to pack this joint, the fact that, you know, two guys, one in America, and they're going to hook it up, and the entire world will watch. And, of course, Anthony Joshua, hopefully he'll buy a ringside seat, or they'll give him a ringside seat, or he'll come in from the U.K., because I think in order to really push the heavyweight division in a positive direction, Joshua has to be involved with this fight, even if it is as an onlooker, an ambassador of goodwill, per se. But, you know, bottom line is, he's the one that sells 90,000 seats. So no matter what takes place here in the City of Angels between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury December the 1st, Anthony Joshua is still the A side of the record. Now, these guys could be significantly strong Bs, especially Tyson Fury. For he to win, that would set up probably the biggest fight in the history of mankind. I mean, just from the Europe and the Asian, and wow, I mean, just the worldwide attention on these two guys going at it, that would just make for a mega fight, no doubt about that. Now, Wilder, the American, of course, unbeaten, 40 winning fights, comes to us from the boxing hotbed that is Mobile, Alabama, much like the boxing hotbed of Omaha, or as that lady used to tell me on Sun World Airlines when she tried to give me free tickets to get off the plane. Sir, if you'll get off the plane, I'll give you a free round-trip ticket to Omaha. Yeah, Omaha. Omaha, Nebraska. Bottom line is, not boxing hotbeds. You want to draw, you got to go to the Garden, you got to go to the Staples Center, you got to do it big time. And that's what we're trying to do, of course, December the 1st for the world version of the World Heavyweight Championship. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World War, 35 years of making, folks. Want to mention this. This song is entitled So Very Hard to Go. Well, this week, I celebrate both the birthday of my first mother and my second mother. That's right, my mother, Carol Nyring, born Carol Nyring. My second mother is born Julie Nyring, her sister. The bottom line is they had birthdays this week. They passed away in 2006 and 1996. I miss them both. God bless them both. All the best to you. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till next time, don't forget, we come to you only on Sports Byline Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on the Sports Leader Sports Byline. Wait, wait.